Welcome to your daily devotional, May 20th, looking at worthless things. Psalm 119 in verse 37. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things, and revive me in your way. These wise words of the psalmist can be applied in many different ways. There is the obvious, as Job well stated, I have made a covenant with my eyes, why then should I look upon a young woman? Jesus tells us that the look of the thought is as if one is committing the sin of adultery. It's just not as blatantly obvious to other people, but it's just as obvious to God who sees all. Although this is more of an issue with men, women are not immune from this kind of sin either. Many of us have a lot of time. We have so much time that the average young person today spends hours doing God knows what. By the way, he does. On the phone, and monitoring and participating in social media platforms online. Many other folks are watching sports or other television shows or reading magazines or books to no profit of the soul. I don't have desire or time for and order my day such that there is neither time nor opportunity to be looking at worthless things. Here's a thought. Many people look most at what they worship, such as the smartphone, the social media account, can anyone say narcissism, or the athletes, or the political hero. Let us be spiritual like the psalmist and pray to God for help, saying, turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things. But know this, your prayer will probably avail little if you will not truly desire to look at worthwhile things like your spouse, your family, and most of all, the Lord Jesus Christ in His written word, the Bible. And revive me in your way. That's a good prayer to keep right on praying. Christian friend, you ought to want nothing more than to be Christ-like. If we stay in God's word, then we're going to be a lot more likely to be in God's way. And over time, when we let God do His work in us, we'll have no use for the worthless things anymore. We'll come to despise that which we once loved and indulged, seeing the sin and idolatry and hating it. Personal Christian revival is evidenced by godly character and behavior. Let's pray this prayer and find both through the power of God the Holy Spirit who dwells in all believers.